Well, let me start with this question. What's your response to word that at least one company is looking at a possible 25% increase for its costs? CareFirst, I think, is the company named as a result of the Affordable Health Care Act.
Yes. The point we want to emphasize is that the rates that were made public on the MIA website this week are just proposed rates. They are not necessarily the rates that will be approved by the insurance commissioner. And in fact, the insurance commissioner in Maryland has quite expansive authority to review rates, to really test the assumptions that went into the calculation of those projected and proposed rates, and then to, you know, modify them or approve them or disapprove them. So, you know, the insurance commissioner intends to do that. She's had that authority for a long time. And so these are just the proposed rates. And
your office have some input into that process at all?
My office, you mean?
Correct, yes.
I'm sorry. I just didn't hear your question. No.
I don't know if you need me to repeat it or not. I guess you were starting to answer it. Sorry about that. No, go ahead.
No, that's okay. No, this is no. My office does not have any role in it at all. It's purely within the purview of the Maryland Insurance Administration as the regulator here, and it will be, you know, the Insurance Administration and her actuaries will be reviewing, you know, really conducting a thorough review and scrutiny of these proposed rates on the part of all the carriers, not just CareFirst, of course. And you know, this is it's a really important process. And then once her actuaries have done their statistical analyses and, you know, and tested all of the assumptions and factors that have gone into the proposed rates, then they'll make their recommendations to her as to, you know, what she ought to do with respect to the rates, whether approve them or disapprove them or modify them or what have you.
I guess many people are asking, wasn't this at least the, if not the unspoken intention of the of all of this legislation to end up lowering the cost of health care? In this case, it seems as though we're looking at some substantial increases, 25% in the case of CareFirst.
Well, I think, you know, it's a much more complicated picture than that. First of all, I want to emphasize again, you know, the 25% average increase that CareFirst has proposed is just that. It's proposed, and it will not necessarily be the rate that ends up, the average rate that ends up being approved by the insurance commissioner. And that's a several-month-long process, so we really have to pause and wait to see what happens and what comes out of that process. But, you know, it's also important to keep in mind that it's, you know, the rate that any individual person will end up paying for insurance will vary depending on where they start, you know, and who they are. And then there are a lot of different other affordability mechanisms in the law that will make insurance, you know, really much more affordable for the first time for many, many people. And another thing to keep in mind as we, you know, wait for this process to unfold is that you know, that one of the important things about insurance is that it actually be there for people and cover them when they need it. And so the Affordable Care Act has put in place so many protections that will allow people to really be able to rely on that insurance coverage, giving them what they need when they, you know, end up getting sick and really needing the coverage that they've paid premiums for years, you know. And there are certain aspects of those consumer protections that go directly to affordability also. Not only do they, you know, prevent the insurance companies from, imposing limits on the claims that they'll pay, or barring people from coverage because of pre-existing conditions, or charging women more because they're women, all of those protections. But there are also now limits on out-of-pocket costs that consumers can be made to pay, and a number of other things that really will enhance the insurance coverage that people will get for their money.
Like, you may have answered this already, but from what you know of the insurance game and the healthcare systems, do the figures you're hearing being proposed, these increases, especially the 25%, does all of that seem to check out for you to add up? Does it sound like it's a little high?
You know, I can't comment on the actual rates themselves because, as I said, you know, they're just proposed rates. And, you know, the insurance commissioner has a team of very sophisticated actuaries that will be testing, you know, and looking at all of the assumptions that went into those rates and testing them. And another, you know, aspect of this to keep in mind is that it's you know, an even more complicated process than it has been in years past, because a lot of the landscape has changed, you know. So, for example, you know, there will be a lot of new people getting insurance for the first time. And so one of the factors that the insurance commissioner will have to look at closely is how the insurance companies have factored into their rate proposals the health of that new population, you know. And so that's just one example of the kinds of complicated factors that go into the calculation of the rate.
What kind of timeline are we looking at here? Remind us of that.
Like everything with the Affordable Care Act, it has been and continues to be on a tight timeline. But this rate review process will take several months. You know, it's complicated and it will be thorough. So the Insurance Administration expects to conclude that process by July, you know, the beginning of July is the projection. And then at that point, the rates filed for plans that will be sold on the Maryland Health Benefit Exchange, now called the Maryland Health Connection. And so once the rates are approved and the plans are approved, then they will go over to the exchange, the Maryland Health Connection, which will then certify them to be sold, and then they'll be loaded into the system, and people will begin to be able to enroll in them October 1st.